The Miles Labor government has announced the launch of Pride in Our Communities 2024 to 2032 over the weekend. This strategy is said to shape a LGBTQIA+ inclusive culture and provide accessible services. Rebecca Reynolds of Queensland Council for LGBTI Health says she commends the significant step in releasing Pride. This strategy will be backed by an initial investment of $1.035 million over 2 years. A recent study suggests Queensland has jumped number one in the nation's list of ambulance ramping. Pressure on the Queensland health system brings new record highs of 45.5% to the wait times. Queensland Shadow Minister for Health and Ambulance Services, Ros Bates, says more resources, better triaging, releasing data in real time, and putting doctors and nurses back in charge to improve patient care are crucial.
A new poll released on Sunday suggests that some Democratic voters are concerned about Joe Biden's mental capacity to serve as president after his concerning debate performance on Thursday. The poll by CBS News indicated that 72% of registered voters do not believe that the president has the cognitive health to serve as the leader of the free world. Concerns about the candidate's age existed before this debate, however. However, Mr. Biden's shaky voice and muddled answers revived concerns among some Democratic voters, with some saying he should step aside. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin put out a statement saying, There are very honest and serious, rigorous conversations taking place at every level of our party. But he emphasized the decision is ultimately up to Mr. Biden. Republicans have doubled down on their critiques of the president's performance, saying it showed that Donald Trump was the right choice. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy with a high chance of rain. It is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is at no risk, and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That is all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4zzz.org/news.